This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your hosts for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. How are you, Deanne?
I am doing fabulous, Mark. So excited from our show last week to have Josh on.
That was a good show last week.
Did an amazing job. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Just like the old days, right?
Yep. And we're excited to be here every Saturday at 1 o'clock here on WPHT Talk Radio. If you want to ask us a question about mortgages, residential, commercial real estate, give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Dan?
My number is 609-605-7153.
So call us. We always answer our phone. You can listen to this show and past shows at our webpage, goodnewsinrealestate.com, and also at WPHT's website. So we just broke, we're in 1,001 show this week. We broke 1,000 last week. Got a lot of feedback on Facebook and LinkedIn about that.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. So what's coming up today?
All right. Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
Right.
Mark's funny story, of course.
Got one for you.
Our mortgage mom topic.
Which is what?
The 13 home buying myths we need to get over.
Really?
Mark, we also have our questions. To sell a house in Pennsylvania, does everybody on the title have to agree? Oy. The next question is, does a real estate buyer have any recourse to recover fees related to an offer due to the seller not disclosing probate period?
We had something similar at the last week.
It's an ongoing battle, actually. That last question is, can a landlord ask you for an income verification in the middle of a lease term? Is it legal to refuse an offer for real estate, which is above the asking price, when there are no other offers by the published due date? So I think
one.
I rolled two questions into one there. But
that was two questions. Yeah.
All right, Mark. And our topic of the day is the CPI Consumer Price Index and inflation. What is the difference?
Yeah, I want to explain this a little bit because they throw around the CPI number, that 3 or 4%. Nobody knows what the hell they're talking about.
Right. So this is going to be a good topic of the day. So make sure you stay tuned and get out your pen and paper and take some notes. But first, give us your motivational quote.
And a motivational quote is, success is sometimes the outcome of a whole string of failures.
Amen.
You
got
to fail forward. So if you don't get in the game, nothing's going to happen. You know, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? You make a few mistakes, you learn a lesson, move forward.
Very good.
Life is long. Remember, I was just talking to somebody. Me and you used to bring it up every once in a while, like what we were stressed about. 1 year exactly.
That's right. Yeah.
And then we could never remember what it was. So I used to start putting in my calendars to remind people, do you remember what was happening last year at this day? And they're like, no, what? And then like, you were freaking out about this.
I know what I was freaking out about this time last year.
Well, you're freaking out about?
I was having my hip replaced.
Oh, that's right.
So I had my surgery on May 4th, and around this time I was, I was stressing. I was kind of stressing, but I was happy, sort of.
There you go.
Kind of. Anyway.
And now you're all right.
Now I'm all right. I am more than all right. I am bionic at this point.
All right, so where are we at?
So, Mark, we are up to the market report.
And there is the bell. So the home buyer quandary, to wait or not to wait for the lower mortgage rates. You know, all this talk about, I'm so tired about hearing about interest rates. You're going to be happy or you're going to be unhappy. And it comes to that. You know what I mean? Housing developments, there's some things going on all around. Some of the new construction or more attractive mortgage rates could give home buyers some financial breathing room. You know, shop for a home now or hold out for the possibility of lower mortgage rates, which I don't know, the way the Fed's acting, I don't think they're cutting. I think you might as well get used to we're close to where we're at.
Which is the average, right?
Which is a little below the average.
Well, on Friday, we were at the average. Friday, you know, today's Saturday. So Friday, we were at the average.
The average is 7 to 8.
It's 7.47%. That's what it's been since 1941. That's the average.
All right. Well, we could, if you're close to 8, we're, yeah, I know. Lower rates gave home shoppers more financial breathing room, so holding out for a more attractive rate can make a big difference. But, you know, you can't hold out just for the rates. You got to be happy. I gave the students an example. You know, you buy a new car. Okay. You get this new car. You're all happy. How often do you ever think about the interest rate on that car? Never. You get the payment that you wanted. We're just the same with a home mortgage. You know, you get approved for $500, but you don't want to pay that monthly. So you buy the $450 house because you want to be at that payment monthly. And once you got all that, you never think about the interest rates again.
Mark, do you know what I run into constantly? We should have played that song, the happy song. I forget. It's in my head, but it's not coming out. You don't want me singing it anyway. But if I told you that I have a house for sale and it's $350,000 and the taxes are this and the taxes are that, and I think you should come and take a look at it, you have no idea. The average person has no idea what that monthly payment is.
No, they don't.
Zero.
No, they don't.
So when you talk about an interest rate and I got to wait for the rates to come down, it's all about the payment. That's all it is.
When I was strictly doing residential and selling and listing, and I'd have buyers, I'd run into buyers, and I'm going back to the beginning of my career, and they say, well, we think we want to buy a house around $200,000. Like, what is that? How did you come up with that number? Well, that's exactly what we think we can afford. Based on what? And then I get them pre-approved for like $350,000.
Right.
And then it would come down, it would start getting into the detail of the thing, and we want to be at $1,200 a month. And that's how we work. You know, they don't have a clue. You know, they don't have a clue. And the public, the media, except for our show, I'm not really hearing any detail on real estate anywhere else.
Right.
So some buyers are leaning toward the proactive approach, buyers are worrying that the delay in a search will eventually put them up against others looking for lower rates in the market. Rather than dwell too much on mortgage rates, buyers are now focused on finding the house they want, the 3-bedroom, 3-bath that they can afford.
Right.
And once the rates fall, they'll refi. I mean, that's the way you got to start thinking about this. You're going to be happy or unhappy. You know,
it goes back to us talking about that most of the houses don't fit people's lifestyles anymore. So you're just going to keep paying for something that you're not happy in, and it doesn't make sense.
I just talked to a friend of mine. He just got redoing his whole house, and now his wife says she wants to move. I'm like, you could have used Curbio, one of our sponsors, and did all that, and no money out of your pocket, and you wouldn't have to do none of the work.
Right.
It's like crazy.
And not pay it back for 6 months.
Yeah. And the rock bottom mortgage rates that fueled the frenzy in 21, 22, they're long gone. We're not going to see 2.6 again, 3, 4. We might be back down in the 5s eventually, but, you know, we're where in reality we kind of should be.
I was going to say, we are in reality. That's exactly where we are. We're in reality.
And the biggest problem is just this inventory because the people don't understand what's going on with the market.
Right.
I swear, if we could get everybody in this city to listen to our show one weekend, there'd be a lot more listings on the market. Because if you're a seller, this is the time to cash in.
Agreed.
You know, if you keep waiting, you're going to miss the boat.
But again, we keep going back to waiting. Waiting is going to cause, you know, multiple offers, a competitive market. You're going to overpay. So, I mean, jump in now. Test, put your foot in the water. It feels good.
Yeah. And the economists that are talking about these rates all the time and what the Fed's going to do. I think the Fed's stuck. I think they got themselves in a between a rock and a hard place because they talk too much. And then their boss, technically, is spending money like wildfire and printing it.
Right.
You can't cut rates and you can't lower, you can't raise rates and spend at the same time. And you got to operate how we operate our home budget. That's not how we operate.
Right.
If we got a tough times, there's something's got to go. You know, less channels on Comcast. You know what I mean? There's something you got to do. But the home shoppers, you know, there's starting to be a little more inventory on the market. Really not in close to us, but nationwide, you're starting to be a little more inventory on the market. But Philly, we're still like, I looked the other day, it was like 2,500 actives in the whole city.
Yeah. In the area that my son's looking like, the Marlton, Cherry Hill, you know, area, there was nothing. And just within the last couple days, it's definitely gotten better. But it's still...
Yeah, there's going to be some stuff coming on the market, but you better be ready, totally pre-approved, everything done. Yeah. So when you go in, you put your best offer in there. And it's not always about the money. You know, somebody, like one of those questions we're going to answer, it's not always about the money.
Right.
Seller could turn down a higher offer, so... Yep. Tell us about the rates.
So, Mark, right now, the again, we're at the average. So your 30-year fix is looking at about 7.375. Is it up a little bit? Yes. 15-year fix is at 6.85. Your 30-year FHA, 6.875%, along with your 30-year VA loan as well. But again, keep in mind, it's based on how much you're putting down, and your credit score has a lot to do with it, along with being able to buy the rate down. So let's talk about it. Give me a call.
Especially if you're selling something. Like if you're selling something, you got a bunch of equity, you can buy the rate down.
Right.
There's lots of kinds of things you can do in the real estate market. It's just you need to deal with a professional.
Yep.
All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
All right, welcome back to Good News from Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So we're at the end.
So, Mark, we are up to your 1001 funny story.
At least some people are trying to send me some. So anyway, this wife calls the phone company, right? And she's a farm wife, and she calls the local company to report that her telephone fails to ring when her friends called that on a few occasions. And when it did ring, her dog always moaned right before the phone rang. And the telephone repairman proceeded to the scene, curious to see the psychic dog or senile lady, because the dog would moan before the phone rang. So he climbs the telephone pole, hooks his test set up. He dials the subscriber's number. The phone didn't ring right away, but the dog moaned, and then the phone began to ring. Climbing down from the phone, the telephone repairman found that the dog was tied to the telephone system's ground wire with a steel chain and collar, and the wire connection to the ground rod was loose. So the dog was receiving 90 volts of signaling current the number was called. After a couple jokes, the dog would start moaning and then urinate, and the wet ground would complete the circuit, thus causing the phone to ring. This demonstrates that some problems can be fixed by pissing and moaning. I just thought you'd like to know.
That was pretty good. If you have a funny story, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it is time for the Mortgage Mom segment with the Ann Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And our topic is the 13 home buying myths. So tell us about this.
So, Mark, we did this. I think we did it in the beginning of the year. But, you know, this never gets old because, again, if we could get everyone to listen to the show, we'd be in great shape as far as the market would just be phenomenal. So I think we should actually do that. The biggest myth, number one, that is out there. What do you think the number one myth is?
20% down.
You need a 20% down payment. And the fact is, a 20% down payment hasn't been required to buy a home for decades, if even ever.
Ever.
So many home loans, you can get a down payment as low as 3%.
Yep.
All right. Number two, your approval rate is the rate you'll get when you close on your loan. So the fact is that the interest rates adjust daily. The rate that you were quoted in your approval for your pre-approval is based on what the current market conditions are, as well as factors like the loan amount, your credit score, the property type, where the home is located, and your actual rate cannot be locked in until you've signed a purchase agreement with the seller.
That's right.
Number three, you should wait to buy a house until prices are lower. Should we do this one again?
No, we'll be old and gray by the time that happens.
Buying a home after a big run-up in prices may seem risky, but waiting carries some big risks as well. And we hit those points every single week.
Yep.
Number four, buying a home is always cheaper and a better investment than renting. Now, renting a home can sometimes be cheaper than buying, and home prices don't always go up and down in a neat straight line. So, however, a home you own is an asset that can appreciate over time. And a rental home may appreciate as well, but you know who's getting all that appreciation?
Yeah, your landlord.
Your landlord. Myth number five, you have to find a home before you apply for a home loan. So getting pre-approved for a loan before you go shopping, it's not only okay, it's smart. Once you're pre-approved for a mortgage, you will have an idea of exactly how much you can borrow to purchase a home, what your closing costs are going to be, and what a payment looks like.
You don't want to go looking until you're pre-approved.
Agreed.
Because you don't know what you're going to be pre-approved at. So how are you going to shop? That's the worst thing that you can do. Go riding around looking at some houses, and you look at this 350 house that you love, and then you get approved for 275. And now you want that house for 275.
Right. But also,
if any realtor does that to you, you got the wrong realtor.
Yeah. You can also be heartbroken. I mean, the last thing I want to do is tell somebody, I found a house. We went and saw it on Sunday. We want to put an offer in. I didn't send you any of my docs. And there's no.
You know what? The majority of my clients over my life in my industry, my career actually, most people are pre-approved higher than they think they're going to be.
Right.
In most, and I'd say 90% of the people I ever dealt with, they always thought it was going to be lower than it was.
Correct. All right. The next question is, buying a fixer-upper will save you money. Now, the fact is, the true fixer-uppers, they need a lot more than just a fresh coat of paint. So these homes generally have major problems that may not be visible. Even a skilled home inspector cannot see inside the walls. And if you don't have a lot of cash and a lot of money to, you know, take care of things that might pop up, or if you're not doing a 203K loan like we talked about last week, you're going to have your hands full. So make sure.
How do you find, let me ask you, how do you even find a fixer-upper? I mean, you know, I mean, it's just all ridiculous, the whole thing. I mean, you could ride by some house and the grass is real tall and nobody's been there, but if it's not on the market.
Yeah, I mean, you could go knock on their door, but.
And then if there's some crazy realtor that puts a listing in the multiple listing service and says sell it as is, that doesn't mean there's any problems with the house. That just means that's a bad agent and the sellers don't understand the market. And right away, you're discouraging buyers. I mean, all right, give me the next one. I'll get on a rant.
I know, you're getting on a rant. All right, number seven. This is myth number seven. You have to get your loan from the lender who pre-approves you. The fact is, only if it's me. But a pre-approval is a great starting point for getting a mortgage loan. You're not obligated to stay with that lender. You can shop around for a lender that makes a competitive offer, and it's a good fit for you. And that's true. You're going to be working with this person closely. You want to make sure that it's a fit. You want to make sure that you have some trust and confidence, and you feel that they're going to do the best job for you as well.
You definitely want it, and you don't want to Google them. You want referral. You want somebody Deanne that it's going to get to the table.
All right, let's hit this last one, and then we'll get into questions and answers. Myth number eight, you shouldn't buy until you can afford your forever home. And the fact is, selling a home can be costly, but it can also be extremely beneficial. And if you wait until you can afford your forever home, rather than buy one at a lower cost, like a starter home, you may never buy at all. So get up to bat, take a swing, and let's see what happens.
Do a couple more, because we got to take a break before the questions.
All right, let's get into the next one, which is number nine. A 30-year fixed mortgage is always the best choice. The fact is, finding the right loan program and term is like picking out an outfit. Everyone is going to want or need something slightly different. So again, it's sitting down, it's going over with your loan originator, your loan officer, discussing your wants and needs, you know, going back to Mark's famous question, what's the most important thing we need to talk about? And also, you know, what is the payment? What is your goal? Are we paying it off quickly? Do you not really care? You know, are we going to make this into a rental?
I don't really care.
Question.
Give me the 40 and 50 year one to talk about.
I know. All right. Number 10. Myth number 10. You can't buy a home if you have student loans. The fact is, student loans can both hurt and help your chances of buying a home. The potential comes with boosting your credit score. And if you make your payments on time, your score will increase. The potential hurt comes from raising your debt to income ratio. All right, so we'll cover a couple of those other ones next week with our exciting topic. So stay tuned. Coming up next is going to be our question and answer segment.
Right, very good. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. federally insured by NCUA.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So we're at the end.
So, Mark, we are up to our question and answer segment. And our first question today is, to sell a house in Pennsylvania, does everybody on the title have to agree?
Yeah, this comes up every once in a while. And it's a problem, like, especially if somebody passes away and it's in, you know, it's left to siblings, and they want, some want to sell it, some don't. It's an issue. Everybody, divorces. This happens a lot in divorces, where one spouse wants to sell, one doesn't, and you need them both to sign to even list the damn thing.
Right.
So it's, I got one of these. I'm waiting to list now. That it's lawyers call me up and want me to handle it, and they're being forced to sell it by the courts, and the one doesn't want to do it, but they're going to have to do it because the judge is ordering them to do it. Yeah, everybody has to sign.
Correct.
What's the next one?
All right, the next question is, does a real estate buyer have recourse to recover fees related to an offer due to a seller not disclosing probate period?
So it seems like here, the buyer was buying the house. They missed the settlement date because the seller was going through probate, and that all depends on what township and state and everything else, how long that takes. And then the buyer's walking away because they didn't make settlement. Once you get past that settlement date, there is no offer. Everything is, you're starting from scratch. It's dead. You know, and a lot of agents.
Unless you get an addendum.
Unless you get an addendum extending. To extend. And a lot of agents right. make this mistake. And the settle, oh, but everybody loves everybody. We're just going to, you know, we'll settle. You know, I remember when I was always running offices and you had people tracking the deals in the office, you got, you know, you need to get an addendum to extend. Oh, and no, everything's good. They all love one another. Then all of a sudden a week goes by and one of them's bailing because the contract's over. There is no more contract. So now can you recover fees? I don't know. Yeah, are you going to spend time and try to get them to pay for your home inspection and your appraisal and all that other stuff? And what are you going to do? Sue and get tied up in court?
And again, if you want the house.
To me personally, I would move the hell on.
Yeah, and it depends on if you want the house.
Tie your life up. Yeah. Yeah, maybe you can do that stuff, but I wouldn't wait for it.
Exactly.
You know, all right, what's the next
one? All right, the next question is, can a landlord ask you for income verification in the middle of a lease term?
Well, if they do, your antennas should go up because then you're thinking, what's this about?
Right.
So that means that your landlord is looking for a reason to get rid of you probably, or raise the rent. Like they, maybe the place sold and it's got a new tenant, new lessor.
Right.
And, a new landlord, and they'd like to raise the rent, and they're asking for income verification. They can ask all they want. I don't think you can make, they can make you do it. I mean, you signed a lease, and until the end of that term of that lease,
now,
you're locked in and they're locked in. Unless there is a clause in the lease that says they can do it.
Right, and maybe you're not making your payments on time. Maybe there's an issue.
That's not the issue here. The issue is the landlord is asking for income verification, which is none of their damn business if you're in a signed lease. So, you know, unless there's language in the lease that's saying time to time they can ask for that, you got to live by the terms of the lease. Everything needs to be in writing. So I would tell them too bad.
All right, next question. Is it legal to refuse an offer for real estate which is above the asking price when there are no other offers by the published due date?
So somebody, I've been seeing this recently. I don't know why realtors are doing this, but they're saying all offers be in by a certain
highest
date.
Highest and best.
Like, why would you even do that? I mean, you know, maybe somebody's on vacation.
Well,
for
you
2 weeks, and they come back and they would have offered more, but you have put this goofy due date in there.
Well,
so they don't even give it a shot.
I can tell you that, you know, just with my son, I mean, these people, the realtors are getting between 15 to 20 offers on each property. They're literally making a spreadsheet to present to the seller with all the offers, all the closing dates, you know, what other information they're putting in there as far as how strong of a buyer is. And eventually they just, I mean, I've had conversations with them. They just want to cut it off and the seller wants to pick one and move on.
I would never do that. I would just get these offers, meet with the seller, and I would go use.
But eventually you have
that's
to
why
pick
they hired
them.
Me. That's why they hired me. I'm not going to put
but
it on a spreadsheet.
There's so many of them.
That's why they hired me. It's not the price. It's the settlement date. It's all the other things in there. It's not just
Mark,
the price.
Today,
I want the best offer for my.
I disagree.
I want the best offer for my seller that's going to get to the table the easiest.
It's all about price like, today. I'm telling you, they don't care. They take the highest price. They take the top three offers.
Well, the question is, do they have to take one? So now they published the due date, and they got one offer, and they don't like it. No, they don't have to take it. As long as they're not discriminating or doing anything like that, they don't have to take the offer. I've
right.
seen sellers take offers below.
But that was pretty slick,
price,
though, what
because
you did.
They wanted that family
that was
to have
slick.
It.
You cut me off to get back to the question because you didn't agree with my answer. That was slick.
I don't agree with a lot of stuff that these damn realtors are doing.
But it doesn't
they're
matter.
They're whining, but they won't.
It doesn't matter if we agree. I'm just telling you the fact. The fact is it's a greed factor and pigs get slaughtered. They don't care. They'll take cash and they'll take the highest offer. That's it.
Yeah, I'm an expert witness in a court case right now because little pigs get fed and big pigs get slaughtered.
All right. Question number 5. Should I have a liability for the cost of an unimproved removal of a tree from my property and paid by my neighbor?
So what happened here was the neighbor, there was a tree hanging over onto their property. And the neighbor, without talking to the other neighbor, had a company came in, removed their tree, and also removed a tree on their neighbor's property. And the neighbor was worried if something goes wrong, do they have liability issues, even though they didn't give the neighbor approval to remove the tree? And it was like 60 feet high. Like if something would have happened, would they had the liability? Now, it's a sticky issue. Now, if you hire a lawyer, if something would have happened, it would have crashed on somebody's car or something, and you hire a lawyer and give them the magic number, $2,000, of course, there's going to be a suit over it. But nothing happened. But they did remove a tree from a neighbor's property. And luckily, nothing happened. So I don't think they have any liability.
All right. Very good. So coming up next is going to be our topic of the day. And this is the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, and inflation. What is the difference?
Right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a 5-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, sale. Get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News from Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. So where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we're up to our topic of the day, which is the Consumer Price Index, which is also known as the CPI, and inflation. What is the difference? Yeah.
See, now, the media throws this around all the time. The Consumer Price Index has been reconfigured since the early 80s. It used to be a lot more accurate and efficient, and it took into everything, but it no longer does that. And they keep throwing this around when they talk about inflation. So as to understate inflation versus common experience, that's what they're doing here with this. The CPI no longer measures the cost of maintaining a constant standard of living. It no longer measures full inflation for out-of-the-pocket expenditures. With the misused cover of academic theory, politicians for significant underreporting of official inflation as to cut annual cost of living adjustments to Social Security and etc. This is all politicians and the experts. Politicians look to expand further the concept of artificially suppressed cost of living adjustments in current budget deficit negotiations through the use of the chained CPI. And this CPI is what they keep throwing around on the national news. Use of the CPI to adjust retirement benefits, private income, or to set investment goals impairs the ability of retirees and income earners and investors to stay ahead of the inflation because they're not giving you accurate information. The right. Understated inflation used in estimating inflation-adjusted growth has created the illusion of recovery in the reported gross GDP. So the problem with the inflation estimates is there's another outfit that does shadow stats. In real world experience, see, inflation right now is, I think, over 12% nationwide. And I think it's probably around 15% in Philly Metro. It's not 3 or 4%. That does not include home heating, gasoline, food, insurance, everything that we buy every day is not in that CPI number. In the last 30 years, a growing gap has been obvious between the government reporting of inflation as measured by the Consumer Price Index, the CPI, and the perceptions of actual inflation held by the general public. All you got to do is talk to anybody right now that's going food shopping, and it right away, it comes up. They can't believe they're paying double what they paid last year. And the evidence and the occasional surveys have indicated that the general public believes inflation is running well above the official reporting because the national news is saying 3 to 4%. And actually, it just went up. So they're around 4. One guy on a national news said inflation's over 12%, and I haven't seen him since. I think he got deported. But I haven't seen the guy since, but I think he told the truth that he wasn't supposed to do that. But the perceptions mirror the inflation experience that we're all feeling day to day. The growing difference in perception versus reality is primarily due to changes made over decades to how the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, is calculated and defined by the government. Remember that thing we were talking about with accountants? It was a joke. And we asked, how much is 2 and 2? And the they got to the economist, and he goes, "What do you want it to be?"
Right.
And that's what this is. They made the definition of CPI related to methodology in recent decades and reflected theoretical rather than realistic. What it really is, and when the public looks for an inflation measure, they keep throwing around a CPI measure. Generally, is tied to personal finances, decisions, planning in terms of wage or income growth, contracts, benefit price adjustments. So individuals are feeling the pain, but the CPI, the national media, and this administration is throwing around. Well, now they're not throwing around so much, but for a little while, they raised the rates and they thought inflation was coming down, but inflation went back up. So that's why I don't think they're going to cut the rates. But the CPI does not include everything. It's not the everyday cost of our standard of living. I don't care party-wise, but I mean, right now, we are all hurting from this. And they should tell us the truth. They should say the truth, what it is. If inflation's 15% in Philly, tell us the truth. And then at least we know what we're dealing with.
Right.
But it's brutal, this 3-4. Inflation's down to 3-4% because of the CPI. Well, am I buying steak or am I buying hamburger? Am I buying steak or am I buying chicken?
Right.
Even how much is a chicken now? You'd probably be better. It's getting to one thing I'm starting to realize, me personally in our household, it actually might pay us to go to a diner and eat than actually cook. Because we made a big meal for Easter. And after he told me what we spent on, I was like, we was better going out. Even with the tip, I think we would have been better off. I mean, that's how bad it is. I don't even know how much a dozen eggs is right now. What's a dozen eggs?
I don't know. I don't buy them.
You don't know. You don't shop either.
So I have no idea.
But I mean, everybody that's shopping, they're just complaining about everything. And then the national news comes on and says, inflation's only 3-4%. Well, for who? That's what I don't understand why we're so ill-informed. It should be about our standard of living, not the what the CPI is. I don't know. I think we might. I said a while back that I thought we were at about 8%. And I think in Philly Metro, we're probably closer to, after what I heard this week, I think we're probably closer to 15%. This is reminding me of the Carter years. Back in the Carter years, inflation was 25%. I don't want to go there again. But anyway, I hope that's helpful to you out there listening, because stop listening to that 3-4% number. That is not the truth. I even emailed Charlie Payne a few times. I said, Charlie, will you talk about this? But he hasn't responded.
Shocking. All right. So we are up to our business segment with Asking Dr. A. And today we're going to talk about how the four behavioral styles are dealing with the changes in the real estate market. And this is going to be a 4-point series.
Right. The D, the I, the S, and the C. So how are you, Dr. Abelson?
I am doing fantastic. How are you guys?
We're over 1,000 shows now.
Wow. How many have I've done most of them, haven't I?
Yeah, you've been with us for a long time.
Wow. Whole ride here, man.
I think me and you met in 2007.
Yeah, we met at KW. Yeah.
All right. So tell us about how does the D get a buyer and seller get their information, and what do they do?
Well, the Ds are going to be very optimistic that they can handle anything. And they're going to go by the seat of their pants. The issue with the Ds is to make sure that they really do understand what's going on and they really do take the appropriate actions, because the Ds also like to write their own rules and regulations. But with the changes that are going on right now, there's all kinds of new ways of looking at buying and selling and what role the real estate agent has. So there's a whole bunch of confusion for all styles, but they deal with it differently, and the Ds feel they can deal with it and will just go straight ahead.
Yeah, the D's are not going to be scared. They're going to get to the bottom line. That's what they're all about. They're, you know, if they're buying, we were talking earlier in the show, and I was telling Deanne, and I was talking to a bunch of students, and I said, you know, when you buy a new car and you get in there, you smell that new car smell and stuff, and you start making that payment every month that you agreed to, you never think about the interest rate. You're happy because you got that new car. You know, it's not that big of a deal here. These people are, it's the media. If it bleeds, it leads. So they, you know, they it's all doom and gloom. But there's 6.7 million people live in Philly Metro. Somebody's moving. I don't care if the rates were 20. Somebody's moving.
Well, there's going to be a lot of somebody's moving. And the issue then becomes having the confidence that you can handle the situation. And the D's definitely have the confidence that they can handle the situation and they'll move forward with it. The other behavioral styles are, you know, look at it much differently. The other thing to keep in mind regarding the D's is in addition to their confidence, they might be very, very forceful, you know, with it, and they might get, they will need to look at how they're interacting with the other agent involved in the relationship. Because if we have two D's in the relationship, from the buyer side and the seller side, then they might get in conflict with each other. They might start butting heads with each other. They might start doing things that make the transaction a little bit more awkward.
Yeah, I've been in that situation where they're fighting over a damn chandelier and lose sight of buying a damn house.
Right.
When selling
a house. Or they're going to be fighting over, you know, a 1/8 or 1/4 percentage point regarding what their commissions are. And then they lose sight on the client, because they want to make sure they get what they need for themselves as well.
But the D's and the D's on the buyer and the seller side, if a D's moving, they want a quick sale because they're rolling. And the same with the purchase. They want to, if they're organized and they're dealing with Deanne and they got all their ducks in a row, they're going in and they're putting their offers in and they want to win. The D's and I's want to win. They're about winning.
Well, the good thing about the D's is they're going to do what is necessary to get it done. All right. And they're not going to, and typically they won't mess around. They'll just work on it and get it done and keep on moving it forward.
And won't get,
even if there's some confusion or disagreement on things.
Yeah, and they won't get hung up on the minutia, like little things. And like, you know, like when I bought my last house, it was the only one I looked at. It's a house. I figured I wasn't going to be here that long anyway.
Well, if you're interested and you want to learn more about how to deal with the D's regarding the disc, then give me a holler at dr.a@abelson.net or go to our website at abelson.net.
And next week we'll talk about Mr. and Mrs. Personality I, how they deal with the market.
Absolutely.
All right, very good.
All right, thank you, Dr. Abelson.
Thank you, Dr. A. If you have any questions, you can email them to mark@8029@comcast.net or give them a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at DeanneKetsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
And a special thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in. And then they gave us, how about that number they gave us at the studio? Our show, people listen for 48 minutes. I think we're the number one show in Philly for that, listener retention. That's what that term is called. But anyway, we've been on the air. We did over 1,000 shows. We hope you keep tuning in every Saturday at 1 o'clock. We'll keep you informed. And you can listen to past shows at our website. So with that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. Texas, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.